Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. It's the game day version of the Cards Cast as Louisville back on the road, back into the ACC as the Cardinals visiting Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, take on the Eagles of Boston College. Let's talk about it. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is a second straight week Louisville's coming into a game, this time on the road, as more than a two-touchdown favorite. I mean, this is a game the Cardinals got to come out and play just like that once again.
Yeah, they do. And we talked about it after last week's game. We talked about it before last week's game. You wanted to see it from this team to come out and play well. They did. Now let's see if they can do it back-to-back weeks. And this one's on the road, and this one's going to have some weather issues probably. And it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see. You throw a couple twists in there from last week, and hopefully they'll be able to handle their business and take care of business.
Obviously we've seen, you know, since that opener where Scott Satterfield, he's kind of taken responsibility where they kind of kept Malik in the pocket a little bit. But since then, once they, you know, said, okay, be Malik. I mean, the guy has been running wild. And I think, you know, with the potential for weather that, you know, the tropical rains left over from the hurricane, and it sounds like, you know, that's a factor in the game. They need to have Malik Cunningham being Malik Cunningham on the ground. And if you're able to throw the ball, then, you know, I liked how they began to spread it around amongst their different weapons last week in South Florida. Hopefully that's a continuing trend as well. And then, you know, I guess we can let's talk offense first, Jody, and then we'll get to defense. But offense, I think it's focusing on, you know, spreading the wealth and let Malik do his thing. And I think if you do those two things, Louisville, as well as, you know, let's see a repeat of last week and keep those penalties to a minimum and win the turnover margin. That's not asking too much. You do those things, now I think Louisville's got a good shot at covering that spread.
Yeah, I think that's the thing for me. Like, I really believe it's all about Malik. You know what I mean? Like I think you can spread the wealth and that's fine and all, but it's all about Malik. If Malik gets 100 yards rushing in this game, Louisville's going to have success in this game. He should get that. I can't imagine that he wouldn't. But again, it's all about them going out and doing that. He had 133 yards each of the last two games against Boston College, including the one 2 years ago up here, which was later in the season. It was in November, really cold. You remember he threw an interception. They were driving. Des Fitzpatrick had a huge game. Louisville was driving at the end of the game to win the game, and Malik threw an interception. And that is what ended the game instead of him, you know, running for a touchdown. But he had a really good game again in that one. He had a really good game last year. And again, I just think he's going to have a really good game in this one. Now, the key for the offense is going to be for Louisville. It's always going to be that running back position. You know, I think this week it sounds like that as close to full strength as they've been since the first week. Still will be no Jalen Mitchell. I expect him back soon, but not in this one. But I do think while last week it was more Cooley and Tyon Evans, I think you'll see some more Jawar Jordan mixed in there this week because I think he's healthier than what he was last week. He's the one that was dinged up a little bit last week, not enough to keep him out of the game. And he ran kickoffs and, or well, he didn't really run any kickoffs back, but he was back there at least to put his hand up. But he saw some action, but I think you'll see more of him this week.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think the running backs and, you know, that's kind of how it's been. That's been a theme for him this year. Who's dinged up least is going to be the guy who gets the majority of the carries, and they kind of rotated that. But certainly, that certainly has highlighted the depth and the talent of that running back room. And then you throw in what obviously Malik can do with his legs, and I think Louisville should have a big game on the ground. I'm curious to see, you know, the passing game. I think Mari Huggins-Bruce is somebody who could potentially have a big game, even if it's raining. He's a guy that, you know, he's elusive, he's shifty, he's quick, that, you know, even if it's a short yardage pass, he has the ability to potentially, you know, escape and break for a big one as well. So I think he's a guy who could be on the cusp of having a big game against the Eagles as well, but certainly need to mix it around. I think the Louisville offense will do a good job of that this week. Hopefully the rain won't play too much of a factor in their ability to balance themselves out between the pass and on the ground. But again, I like Louisville's chances on offense of being effective. And again, going back to what they did against South Florida, you keep those penalties low, only five, and two of those came really late in that game as well. But especially the pre-snap penalties, keep those to a bare minimum and take care of the football, which could be a little bit difficult if it's raining. But you want to win that turnover margin. And I think that it spells a lot of success for the Louisville offense. Defensively, Jody, they're facing a Boston College team that has struggled to stop people from getting to their quarterback and in the backfield. And now they're facing a Louisville team that excels at doing just that.
Yeah, they do. And look, this is an offensive line that I think off of their five offensive guys from last year, Michael, three of them are on rosters in the NFL. And the fourth best one is back for Boston College, but he tore an ACL and is out for the whole season. So this is a team that, while they were awesome on the offensive line the last few years, there was a reason. Those guys are playing at a high level, at another level, at the next level, and now they're just young and really inexperienced. I hope they don't get it this week. I hope there's another week involved before they really get it, because it looks like they do have some talented guys. They've got some big physical guys up front and some guys that are going to be good. It's just going to take them a while to get to that point. And again, let's just hope it stays for another week.
Yeah, their quarterback, Phil Jurkovich, he's one of the best quarterbacks in program history. They got a really strong running back in Pat Garwo. He's was a 1,000-yard guy last year. And obviously we've heard Zay Flowers name the wide receiver many times, and we heard Brian Brown talk about him on Tuesday. He's the guy they really need to keep their eye on wherever he is on the field, because they can mix it up with him just to try and get the ball in his hands, because he is one of those talented receivers. Scott Satterfield thinks he could be one of the best, or is one of the best receivers in the ACC, but really it all comes down to in the trenches. If Louisville's able to get pressure and really bother the quarterback, you know, I think that's probably one of the reasons why Vegas likes Louisville by 15 plus.
Well, and I like the fact, I wouldn't have said this in maybe in years past, but the way this Louisville team is built, the way this Louisville team's able to do things on the ground, if it rains, let it pour, because Boston College has to have Jurkovic throw the ball down the field. They've got to have him throw a lot of yards to be successful against Louisville, in my opinion. I don't think he can do that in a driving rain. It's supposed to start around 10:30. It's about 50% chance from 10:30 until noon, and then it goes up to 70%, and then it looks like we're going to get quite a bit of rain throughout the afternoon tomorrow, throughout the afternoon, and just kind of one of those deals where I think this is a team, again, this is a Louisville team that is built for being able to sustain and play well in the rain. I don't mind seeing Tyon Evans tote the rock in wet stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's the kind of guy that will be able to do that. And I think Malik will be fine with it as well. Again, I expect Louisville to run run and run a lot more. Even if it's not, even if it doesn't really rain, I expect them to do that a whole lot in this game. And then I expect the defense to kind of pin their ears back and come after Jerkovic with that offensive line. As long as they can stop the run, which I think that they can, I think this Louisville is going to be very successful. This is a game that I picked early in the year, the preseason. I had Louisville losing this game, but I think that Louisville, I think Louisville is now going to end up winning it. I do have a hard time. It's going to be tough. I don't know. I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about the. It's up to 16 in some spots now. I'm not sure about 16 points, but I like Louisville to cover it and to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a great thing to see Louisville cover that for a second straight week. And again, just like last week, I think it's very important for them to come out and play like that 16-point favorite. I mean, it was very positive last week, but certainly South Florida's banged up, especially at their wide receiver spot. You know, they're not the program that they were just a few years ago. They're certainly rebuilding. You know, so Louisville needs to continue to do that for a second consecutive week. That's kind of the one thing that's really hindered this team, this program the last few years, is consistency on both sides of the ball. So would love to see that. You know, 16 points is big. I predicted Louisville to win this early during my preseason game picks, but I also said this could be a game to help Louisville stay on top of the ladder in the ACC Atlantic Division. Obviously, they're still looking for their first win. So things have changed. Louisville needs to get that first W in the ACC.
Yeah, they do. And this is the chance and this is opportunity and the time as the Cardinals take on Boston College. This has been our game day edition of the Cards Cast. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.